This second-generation Auburn engineer marched her way through the biosystems boss level, and now she's reaping the rewards. Graduation Marshal Natalie Hodge, that's an honor you can't dislodge.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see.
It looks something like this.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Well, hello out there in podcast land. Today is once again your lucky day of the week, month, maybe even your year, especially if this is the first time you're tuning in to the best podcast in all of higher education. Say my name, Jeremy Henderson, Communications and Marketing Specialist for the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering, bringing you, co-hosting-wise, the best podcast in all of higher education, the award-winning Hashtag Ginning, joined as always by my co-host with the co-most, Austin Phillips, whose hair is as plentiful as the fruited plains.
And it is coloring naturally.
Loveliest village of the Maine. That's what I say. Joined as always by John Sluice over here, a man with hair. And he is twisting the knobs, a producer extraordinaire. Today, Austin, we have a very special guest. You know, many have darkened the halls of the illustrious Hashtag Ginning Studios. Back where it all began, right
this
here.
Was the guest on that side?
Guest was on this side.
Yeah, the first time.
It was a little too confrontational. I like the way it's come out.
Yeah,
there.
Same way. It did kind of feel like we were attacking.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and then I'd have to turn to
we
you.
We are recording this for the record. You know, it felt very much like that. So anyway, Natalie Hodge.
Hey, and listen, if you... When I'm talking about you, Jeremy, don't like overachievers, this episode might not be for you. I was just joking with Peyton down the hall. She said, who do y'all have on there? And I said, well, we've got the graduation marshal. And I said, must be nice to be smart. And then she was like, yeah, but then, like, you're the smartest of all the smarts.
That's what... that is the mantle she it's the burden.
It's
a burden for poor Natalie.
Hey, it's the flag she carries.
Exactly. Oh, you're gonna have to carry the flag.
I'm scared about falling.
I would be.
Well, I mean, there's just there'll be a couple thousand people there, a couple thousand more watching online. So pressure. You know,
Gosh.
I mean, I think the last one we had went viral, just for breaking down and crying about halfway through the march.
Right. Well, and they say that I think that flag weighs like 148 pounds now.
Right.
So
it's
just
there.
Don't tip over.
Well, we have a practice, so I get to hold it first.
Do some push-ups before you get there.
Oh yeah, I've been going to the gym a little bit, doing like the arm thing.
You might want to go to the biomechanicals and get some kind of augmented like support things, because it's gonna be heavy.
We kid.
No, it's gonna be nothing. Nobody cares about this thing anyway. Oh, I'm just joking. I walked. Did you walk? Yeah, you walked.
I walked.
Yeah, John, did you walk? How was it?
I didn't walk at my master's, but that was in Turd Town.
Natalie Hodge, a senior, graduating senior.
Right, like literally this coming Saturday.
Yes,
yeah.
In biosystems engineering. Love it.
I know you do.
I do.
That's one of your bios.
A lot of Ron. That's all I need. Uh-huh. Some people need a little Ron. I need a lot of Ron.
That's it.
Duran, isn't they call him?
If we're down and you're cool, it's then Duran. It's just Duran.
Yeah,
but
okay, I got you.
It is a lot of Ron Fasina. Natalie, that just rolls off the tongue.
Dr.
Fasina.
Dr. Fasina.
Hydrology. He taught her hydrology.
Okay. Hydraulics.
Hydraulics.
Totally different.
That's what
totally
I meant.
Different.
No, it's similar.
Yeah.
It starts with an H.
Right.
Yes.
And taught her hydraulics.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently was so impressed, he was like, yo, Nat, it's Duran. We need a graduation marshal, the college, and I'm submitting your name because you're awesome. And
everybody agreed.
Apparently it worked out because she got an email and it said, hey, be there or be square. This is a big deal. I mean, it's an honor to be able to throw that on your resume. To be like, hey, you know what? I represented this college. This is a big, I mean, it's a college.
I mean, I was about to say, me and you, is yours in liberal arts?
Well, you don't actually earn a degree in
it's
philosophy.
A
it's just kind of the idea of a degree in philosophy.
But I mean, literally, and I know we work here, and I know we see the greatest of the great mm-hmm. every day, mm-hmm. but to lead your peers in the College of Engineering that we have, you know, I mean, aerospace engineers, you've got mechanical engineers, you've got chemical. I mean, you've got some smart folks, and then you're going to be the one representing them.
Well, you know, it's fall, so there's like four people graduating, right?
No. No, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's the second largest one.
Well, there's still not very much competition compared to the spring.
Oh, no, Natalie.
No self-deprecating.
Come on
here.
Now.
Leave that to us.
Right, yeah. So, not only... Well, let's get the story.
Yeah, let's get the Hodge story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Daphne, Alabama. It's across the bay from Mobile.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Daphne. Home of Julio Jones.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is. I covered him.
Do you even know who Julio Jones is?
No.
Awesome. War Eagle.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, so from Daphne.
Well, he was from Foley. That's one of the
Now,
two.
A lot of people we ask, but since there's always already been a little buzz about you because of your, you know, incredible status as the smartest student. I think it's the smartest student in the university ever.
Yeah.
Is the new thing.
That's the official title.
I don't know about that.
We know that you are a legacy.
Yes,
not
I
just
am.
University-wise, but engineering-wise.
Yes, my dad graduated in chemical engineering in 93, and my mom graduated with a degree in forestry in 96.
I didn't know about mom.
So you're like meshing the two.
Yeah.
You really are the offspring of these people.
You're right.
That's great.
That's kind of cool.
Natalie Hodge, where forestry mm-hmm. meets
chemistry.
Chemistry. Yeah.
Yes.
Biosystems. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so I'm assuming maybe, you know, you were kind of prodded, guided, or no.
Auburn is the only college I applied to, so if I didn't get in, I wasn't going to college.
War Eagle.
So
hey,
I'm
ditto.
Really glad I'm here.
Me too.
Yeah.
Exactly
A little
right.
different, Jared.
Exactly. No,
she didn't say the only one that let me in.
No, that was it. I was just like, whatever. Sure, I'll go.
It's like, I can be a sandwich artist if this doesn't
my
work.
Life. The, but I mean, I'm in terms of engineering, at least a little bit. I mean, were the parents? I mean, were you being guided? Like, well, honey, that kind of thing.
She said her dad was 52,
that's
not 152.
That is ancient.
I mean, did you come down here a lot as a kid too?
Oh well, it's up, but
yeah,
smart.
But it's
smart.
Yeah, this is Alabama. We always say down.
I was in Auburn in 2013 when we won the Iron Bowl that year.
Oh yeah. You were there.
Memories.
And I got tumors. I remember
when we used to win.
I was, I think, 12 years old when we won that. And I remember the toilet paper was like a foot and a half tall, almost half as tall as me when I was here.
Yeah, you could literally swim in it.
That's
oh,
awesome.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was amazing. Well, okay. Well, so that's going to get
yeah,
you. If you're here for
that, I mean, that's going to, it sold me.
But you could have done anything. You could have done, you know, journalism like this doofus.
Well, yeah. I wanted to make a good amount of money.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Bingo.
Smart. Yeah. No. So was that the sole interest in engineering? Just me the money? Or
I love solving problems. And my dad, okay. This is a little bit embarrassing, but my dad used to read me his engineering textbooks when I was a child. And apparently he was reading to me about slime molds when I was like really small, and I was just fascinated by it.
How about that?
So I think engineering was just meant to be.
Start him young. You talk about a pipeline. I mean, forget the coloring books we're mm-hmm. sending out. We got Natalie's dad's reading about slime molds.
Yeah, literally.
Sheesh. Well, I guess it's worked out.
Well, yeah.
I mean, not only the choice, college, it seems like you got pretty involved.
Oh, well.
A little marching band action.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. That's the other claim to fame. Because we posted a photo. I was like, that's an interesting look on her. Oh,
it's
band
a band
uniform.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one of the only good photos of me. So it's kind of everywhere.
Oh, well, it works. Well, so talk about that. I mean, did you play in high school? Did you?
And what do you play?
Well, you're going to have no idea what this is. I play the mellophone.
Oh, I know what the mellophone is.
Oh.
Well, it's because you're a band.
I was a dork.
Yep. You're a band nerd, too.
That's okay.
What is that?
Do you know what a French horn is?
Yes.
It's the marching version of that.
I was so hoping, like, okay. It's nothing like that.
Yes. You know the French horn? Yes. Yeah. Think absolutely different.
Well, it's like a trumpet that's a little bit bigger.
Well, yeah. It's like a big trumpet. So did you march this past football season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God, you were there the other night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, let's forget that.
Well, did you watch halftime?
Well, hey, that's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
I actually was standing next to a lady at one of the games after y'all debuted the Metallica show, mm-hmm. after that the first game after that.
That was the Ole Miss game.
We debuted at the Ole Miss game?
Yeah.
So what game did we lose after that at home? Whatever. If we won, maybe we won one.
I can't believe I just said that.
I'm standing next to this lady, and her son's an engineer too. And so I gave her my car and tried to tell her to get her son hooked up, and we'd love to have him on the podcast type stuff. But anyway, I was bragging to her, but her son's in the band, and she overheard me talking to somebody else. I have been coming to Auburn football games since probably 87, 88. And the Halloween shows, I don't know, Jerry, if you remember the Halloween, anywhere around Halloween, like there would always be a theme and Aubie would dress up as something and he would run around on the field while the band was playing.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, those were always really good. This year's show, that's the best show that I've ever seen.
The Metallica show?
A best, hands down, bar none, not even close. By far the best show I've ever seen.
Well, go vote for us. It's a competition
already
show.
Already have. But if I can do it daily, I'll go do it again. Yeah. Well, what's crazy is we had Ryan Black. He was an ECE student grad who was part of the first ones that started the lights on the
helmet. Yeah, those have been developed by AUMB members. And they're completely AUMB run, so that's why we were really proud of them.
And a lot of them's engineers that have been working.
Oh yeah, the drumline person that headed it, he like made sure everything was working. And I'm pretty sure he's in engineering, and he's actually in my RAT class. Y'all don't know what the RAT program is, do you?
Yes, we actually had. Okay. Who runs it?
It's called the Rookie Auburn Tiger Program.
No,
it's
I was totally wrong. I made that up.
Band thing. Okay. All first years in bands are called RATs. So you become a non-RAT when you are in the marching band during a game where we win the Iron Bowl. So currently, everyone in the AUMB is RATs except for the fifth years. And I'm a fifth year, so I'm one of like five non-RATs in the band.
Well, that's what they used to call all the freshmen. All the freshmen were rats back in the day. Yeah. I'm glad to see the band is still continuing.
They're still holding that.
Oh, yeah. We still
I hate that we have to call people that. But yeah. Anyway, I can't stand Metallica either because I don't know if you know a thing called Napster. Their drummer was the one that pretty much got it shut down. So back in our day, that's where you got free music on the internet. So I've hated Metallica ever since then. So for me to love this show, it just shows you what an unbelievable job you all did.
Well, I think he shut it down. They're not going to be able to do it next year because of the drummer.
Yeah, because of Lars. Yeah,
Lars
the fun sucker.
Out. Yeah.
But yeah, way to be applauded because by far, and I've heard it from multiple people, and it's not just the lights, you know, it's the talent. It's the talent of what you all are playing is what makes the show.
Well, hopefully it sounded good.
Music was okay. Now,
was there a tie-in with your dad in the band as well?
No, neither of my parents did band. I was just one of those people that ended up doing band in high school, and I hate sit-down band. So I love marching, and I did drum corps, the professional version of marching band. They do like a summer tour and compete with other corps.
Oh, well, look at you. I mean, we're doing okay.
Well, you can't do it after you turn 21, so I've aged out.
Never mind. Okay.
Well, internships, co-ops, you do any internships, co-ops?
I did three.
Oh, three internships or three rounds of co-op?
Three internships.
Okay.
Co-op people can't really be in the band. So.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I guess so. Where were our internships?
I worked at ADEM in Montgomery, the Department of Environmental Management.
Yes.
And then I worked for Spire, their gas utility.
Yes, they are.
And then I worked for Jacobs Engineering in Montgomery.
Another phenomenal place.
And I have a full-time position. So
that answered my next question. I'm telling you
forget
what.
Forget the drum corps.
The internships, how did you get turned on to those internships and connected with with those?
With the first one, Adam, that was 3 summers ago. My dad got that for me. I'm not really sure how he found it, but he sent my resume around and they asked me to interview. And then I ended up getting that. And it, that internship didn't really turn out the way I wanted to because it was during COVID and no one was in the office. Right. I was alone in a dark corner most of the summer.
Difficult time.
Oh, yeah. And then the one for Spire, I actually ended up doing that internship between their Montgomery office and their Opelika office. And that one was okay. It wasn't really engineering based. So I knew I really didn't want to move forward with it, but it was good, like, experience to, like, absolutely, meet new people and learn new things.
Absolutely.
And then for Jacobs, it was, well, one of my classmates actually had that internship last summer. And then he got a full-time position when he graduated in the spring, and I'm kind of doing the same thing. So thank that one really worked Jacob. Out. It was awesome. Very fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, that is great. Well, the, you know, I mean, money's good, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, because just because, you know, show them the money and everything. Also, I mean, you know, for choosing biosystems and going into that, yeah. I mean, was there a lot, you know, a lot of people have a passion in the environment,
sustainability right,
that
right.
kind of thing. I mean, was that driving you at all?
Yeah, I took environmental science in high school, which kind of led me into that. And when I was asking my dad, like, why he chose his major and, like, having those conversations with my parents, my dad always told me how he wished he could have taken more of those environmental engineering classes, but they weren't available when he was here, and now they are. So he was like, oh, this is a good program. You can look at that. He didn't, like, tell me to do biosystems or anything. Sure. He just was like, oh, this would be a good option. I might have just picked that if I was here now. So he kind of helped me find biosystems.
Would you have chosen biosystems if it was called agricultural engineering?
Probably not. But it's a good reason that they changed their name.
Because mm-hmm. look at what we have. We have a bunch of Natalie Hodges.
That's right.
I think we're 50
over 50%.
Three. Yeah. I think it's like 52-53% women.
Yep.
Oh
yep.
yeah.
And I mean, is it? I mean, is that a point of pride? Not a pride, but I mean, is that underscored or hit home?
Well, Corley Hall used to have a glass ceiling.
Whoa.
Not anymore.
Shattered everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that I guess that is an interesting thing. And it is interesting to see asking her that question, because I think in around 2000, Paul, whose last name escapes me, I feel bad, but the decision was, and it was a strategic thing to attract more women to the major and yeah. the department. And we're going to name it biosystems because, you know, environmental stuff, a lot of women, you know, students seem to be female students, gravitated kind of towards that.
Well,
and lo and behold, here we are.
And being over there, does it feel different in terms of other classes that you go to where?
Well, I fixed the AC, so it definitely feels a lot better.
You fixed it?
No.
Oh, I thought you said I fixed it.
No. So Corley is always just very hot, but now it feels a lot better in there because they actually fixed the AC. A
couple of senior projects took
there
care of that.
Go. There you go. Or our man Dan is got the poop running sure. through everything sure. again. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. He's supposed to be cool in the.
So, family coming up.
Yes.
Are we taking a break after graduation or are we going straight to work on Monday?
I'm going on vacation and okay. then we have to go to a bowl game probably. So I have to do that.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Do
that's
we know
right.
where we're going?
No, it comes out on Sunday.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Birmingham's not that far.
You know, we're not actually going to Birmingham.
Yeah, it's
there's
worse.
There's not enough SEC teams yeah. to go to Birmingham or get the Gasparilla Bowl.
We're going to another murdery city.
I've heard that the most likely ones are the Texas Bowl and the one in Nashville, the Music City Bowl.
Well, you're going to do great on Saturday.
Yeah,
it
no
really
pressure.
Doesn't weigh 148. It's a lot. It's a lot lighter than that. But you'll do great, and you'll be a great representative for the college.
Well, thank you.
You have your speech ready?
They don't give a speech.
I was going to make a feel.
Yeah.
Is
she's
this
like,
a
oh,
speech?
Yeah. yeah, this.
We'll
is,
just play.
Yeah,
this.
She had to go through this. This yeah. is bad enough.
Natalie, congrats on everything. Can't thank you enough for joining us. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm gonna be live streaming.
Got to live stream this one. Now. Make sure she makes it.
Mm-hmm.
Make be sure I don't drop it.
Yeah,
praying the whole time.
Yep.
Can't oh
wait.
Dear.
It'll be awesome. Great. Thanks so much, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.